On the French Riviera this week, the 54th Cannes International Film Festival, with 23 films competing for the festival's top prize, the Golden Palm. Among them are Moulin Rouge, starring Nicole Kidman, Mulholland Drive from director David Lynch, the Coen Brothers' new film noir spoof, The Man Who Wasn't There, and a new movie from the French director Jean-Luc Godard. But the most talked about movies this year are not in competition, says Los Angeles Times film critic Ken Turan. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning.
What's going on over there?
Well, you know, people are kind of disappointed in a lot of the current films that are in competition. There's been, at least through the first half of the festival, nothing has really blown anyone away. You count on these new films to kind of excite you, and it hasn't really happened.
What are they talking about then? What do they like?
Well, the ironic thing is what everyone is talking about, what everyone thinks is the best film at the festival, is a film that shared the Palme d'Or 22 years ago. It's Francis Ford Coppola's Apocalypse Now, which is being shown here again, out of competition, obviously, but with an added 53 minutes, making it a much longer film, 3.25-hour film.
Is longer any better this time?
Actually, this time it is quite better. I mean, there are several reasons for it. There are a lot of themes in the first film that really play out better in the longer version. The film makes more sense. Also, one of the things that's happened in the 22 years since the first film came out, a lot of things have changed in what we expect in films and what we look for in films and what we're getting in films from Hollywood. And this film looks much more accomplished, much less indulgent, much more thoughtful than it looked when it came out 22 years ago.
You mean compared to what it's playing against?
Exactly. And the other thing is they have this new process called dye transfer printing, where they made a brand new print with a new printing process. It's an amazing process. The film looks unbelievable. The cinematographer, Vittorio Storaro, has been quoted as saying he cried when he first saw this new print.
Is there a film, any other film, that people do think they like?
Well, you know, again, one of the funny things about this year's festival is that the other thing people are talking about is a film that hasn't even come out yet. The people at New Line have shown a half hour of footage of the upcoming Lord of the Rings trilogy. Now, they've done a very interesting thing. They used a New Zealand director, Peter Jackson, and they filmed, basically, they spent close to $300 million filming the Lord of the Rings as really one long 9-hour film that they're going to break up into 3 3-hour films, releasing one each Christmas starting this Christmas. So this is a huge expenditure of money. Everyone was very nervous about it. So they wanted to show people some of what they've done. So they showed a half hour at Cannes, and it really astonished people. People were very, very impressed.
Well, that's good news anyway. At least we know over the next 3 years there's going to be something to see. What about a new film by Jean-Luc Godard? That must be interesting.
Well, that was very interesting. He is, you know, kind of the aging enfant terrible of French cinema, I mean, world cinema. His new film is called in English, In Praise of Love. And one of the things that's always with his films, at least in recent years, very beautiful to look at, very difficult to follow, very kind of intentionally elusive. But one of the non-elusive elements of it is that he takes some by-name potshots at Steven Spielberg, very angry at Steven Spielberg and everything he represents. He talks in the film, or at least one of his characters talks about Americans having no past, so they have to buy other people's past. You know, he doesn't like Schindler's List. There's a lot of kind of not veiled hostility towards Spielberg in this film.
I don't know how that film's going to do over here, Ken.
They asked Godard how Americans would react to it, and he said with typical wit, he says, well, they'll probably never even get to see it, you know, which is probably true. He's probably right.
Thanks very much. Ken Turan is film critic for the Los Angeles Times.